The Nile River is the second largest river in the world. It provides crucial resources to 11 countries, including South Sudan, the world's youngest nation. Lois Ring, Lois, Executive Director at Community Action Against Plastic Waste in South Sudan, says, as dawn breaks each day over this ancient river, its waters carry a silent plea at the center of a 21st century environmental challenge.
The river cries out, choked by the bare hands it feeds. We stand here today to silence that cry, to transform habits, and to introduce sustainable solutions for our people.
Community Action Against Plastic Waste is a youth-driven NGO. Lois, the organization's founder, says this once majestic, ancient lifeline for civilization is now facing a severe environmental threat.
The Nile is bleeding red, not with blood, but with plastic and waste that suffocated waters. Our town, river, and future are all interconnected. The situation here in Bor is dire, and it is our duty to act.
Environmental experts predict that more frequent and intense heat waves could cut the Nile's flow by a surprising 75% and spark conflicts over water resources and food insecurity, and heighten health risks related to inadequate water supply and sanitation. Joseph Africano Batal is South Sudan's Undersecretary of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry Management. He explained the importance that water quality has for all those who live and work near the banks of the Nile.
People drink water directly from the Nile or from the streams, resulting into cholera, diarrhea, and other waterborne diseases. So the only solution to improve the quality of water in South Sudan is to establish liquid, solid, and medicinal waste management.
Les believes a good beginning would be for the government to facilitate workshops to teach effective waste management, implement policies that discourage single-use plastic consumption, and provide trucks to regularly collect waste from people who live along the riverbank, like this teenage boy.
So, the reason why we are here, we are cleaning the riverside. It is our lifeline. So, it is to protect us from the other diseases.
In the longer term, Community Action Against Plastic Waste envisions regular waste collections, plastic levies, and fines for littering to enforce environmental awareness. But for now, those challenges aren't on the government's immediate horizon.
So now, as a country, we have joined with the UN, United Nations Environment Program, through the Intergovernment Negotiating Committee. We are coming up with a treaty that will ban plastic pollution globally.
Lois says the story of Bor and the Nile is at a crossroads, and the path they chose today will determine if the river continues to sustain life or becomes a relic of the past. Sheila Aponi, VOA News, Bor, South Sudan.